today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's the biggest March new music ever. Hello, peoples. This is Old Jim here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today, and today we are between bracket episodes. Yesterday we had the preview of the championship matchup between Ziggy Stardust and Sticky Fingers, and tomorrow we will recap that once the votes have been tallied. That'll be done early today, and we'll record that episode and get that up for tomorrow. But in the meantime, I'm here with March New Music. Before I get to that, real quickly, I want to mention Suburbs Fest is coming up. Suburbs Fest 2024. This is the only Suburbs Fest of 2024. In past couple of years, we've had two fests, but we're only going to do one this year. We're going to make it a supreme blowout in Rockford, Illinois. We are going to rock Rockford. We are going to take over that town June 20th to the 22nd. Hope to see you there. We're going to have live music. We're going to have live band karaoke. We're going to have a live podcast recording also with live music. Oh my gosh. We'll hit up some record stores. We'll drink some beer. We'll just have a great, great time. And you want to get there. You want to get there. So what do? You go to suburbspod.com/fest, and we have the details there. You can also message us on our social medias on Facebook, Threads, or Instagram at suburbspod if you have questions about things. We even have a Facebook group specifically about Suburbs Fest in Rockford. You can join that group on Facebook, and you can communicate with people who are going there. Man, it's just going to be a blast. If you have not been to a Suburbs Fest before, you're going to want to go. If you have been to a Suburbs Fest before, you're going to want to go. All right? All right. Am I making things clear here? All right. Let's move on here with March New Music. I don't know what any of the listeners have submitted. I don't manage that. That's a Mr. Patty duty. So I don't know. I apologize in advance if I step on any toes here, if I picked any of the bands that you all might have picked for new music released in March, but I have so many. I was trying to narrow it down from six and having trouble with that. You know, usually I highlight like three, and I was having really hard time getting it down from that half dozen. So I put up on Facebook, I asked people, how many should I do? And most people voted for six, all six. So the people have spoken. So here we go. I'm going to kick things off here with a band called The Reflectors. You all like power pop, right? All right, there you go, The Reflectors. I know that sounds like it probably came out in like 1979, but I swear to God, that's new music. That is off the Reflectors' third album. That album is called Going Out of Fashion. It is on a label called Neon Nile. And they're out of LA, the Reflectors. They play that classic power pop kind of sound. I've talked about them before, but it's been a while. From one of their previous releases, I featured them as a new music selection way back when. That record comes out, the album comes out sometime in April. I'm not sure the exact date, but should be available soon. All right. Now, totally different kind of sound here. We are going to hear from a band called Habibi, a band out of Brooklyn called Habibi. This song is called On the Road. Right, there you go. The song is On the Road. I believe it's pronounced Habibi. H-A-B-I-B-I is the band name. They are out of Brooklyn, as I mentioned. This song is off of a new album called Dream Machine, and that's Dream Machine, one word with one M, if you're Googling that. This is their third album overall, the first in 4 years, and it'll be out May 31st on the Kill Rock Stars label. Thing I like about that song is just really hypnotic. I just love the groove they get into there. And this is the kind of band that does that kind of stuff. They sort of experiment with mixing, you know, kind of different sounds together. There's some garage rock. There's some Middle Eastern influence. And, you know, that song even had like maybe a little bit of disco in it. So interesting band. Check them out. Now we are going to go to Austin, Texas, and hear a band called Good Looks. This song is called If It's Gone.
I was dreaming about you someday. How you always so upset.
All right, there you go. That band is called Good Looks, and the song is If It's Gone. Kind of reminds me of the War on Drugs a little bit, that kind of sound. As I mentioned, this band is from Austin. This is their second album, which will be out June 7th on a label called Keeled Scales. And that album is called Lived Here for a While. All right, now, going to move on to a band that has been featured in the past on this podcast, although also it's been a while. This is a band I will be seeing live later this year with some members of the Suburbs Pod community, including Mr. Bill Mulligan. The band is called La Luz, and this song is called Strange World. There you go, Strange World by La Luz. Of course, La Luz is Spanish for the Luz. Sorry, old joke. Couldn't resist. Okay, La Luz is a band out of Seattle. This new album is on Sub Pop Records. It'll be out May 24th, and the album is called News of the Universe. This is La Luz's first album in 3 years and fifth overall. The song Strange World is actually kind of a self-help song, the message being that despite everything, we'll be fine. And boy, do we need to hear that these days, right? Let's see here. I'd say one thing I really like about this song, it reminds me of New Pornographers in that sound. So dig that sound. All right. Gonna move on. I got two more to go here in the Big Six. This is a band out of Scotland called Camera Obscura. The song is called We're Going to Make It in a Man's World.
We're gonna make it in a man's world. We're gonna make it in a man's world. We're gonna make it in a man's world. I don't have that polite spot you accuse me of. Yes, I'm hot under the collar, so we're gonna make it in a man's world. We're gonna make it.
All right, Camera Obscura, We're Going to Make It in a Man's World. Has a great sort of 60s pop sound and very catchy, very hooky, right? Let's see here. This will be from Camera Obscura's first album in 11 years. That album is called Look to the East, Look to the West. It will be out May 3rd on Merge Records. Now, this song, although I'm counting it as March New Music 2024, this song originally was written and apparently appeared in a movie in 2021 called Icarus After Amelia. Not familiar with this film, but I believe it was played in that movie. But this is its first proper release that people can listen to outside of the context of the cinema. Okay. All right. I mentioned six new music songs in this episode. You have heard five. We're going to do the sixth one as the playout. Although usually I do a cover song for the playout, it's not the case this time. Just the sixth song. All right. So I'll set that up in a moment here. Again, mention Suburbs Fest coming up June 20th to the 22nd in Rockford, Illinois. Go to suburbspod.com/fest for details. Also mention that tomorrow's episode, we will discuss the album that won 70s Album Madness. So you're going to want to hear that. And just in general, listen every day. Looking forward to the new music selections from Patrick and from the community. And speaking of Patrick, on behalf of Patrick Foster and on behalf of Shadow, official dog of the Solar Eclipse, thank you very much for listening. I'm going to play out with this song here by a band called Thick. Thick is a Brooklyn punk band, and they record on Epitaph Records and have released two albums, although this apparently is just a standalone single. So there you go. Enjoy this, peoples. The band is called Thick. The song is called Father. I am called Jim Lenihan. This show is called Rock in the Suburbs, and we'll talk to you all later.